And we're down at the vintage area for a beautiful Monday at AirVenture 2017. And we couldn't ask for better weather, Ray.
It's beautiful. And we just urge people to come down and see what we're doing here in the Vintage Aircraft Association today. We're on the Rose Memorial Plaza. Mert Rose made this possible for us in memory of her husband, Bill.
It's a beautiful area, very well done. There's new bleachers this year, huh?
Oh, we're so excited. Brand new bleachers, and we use this area for our program Vintage in Review that begins at 11 a.m. every Monday through Friday, starting out with a 100-year-old OX5 engine run. We'd urge people to come and attend.
We heard that run right before the show today.
That's right.
It sounds really cool. Ray Johnson is the chairman of this area, and he's going to introduce our next guest now.
Well, we're very excited to have Kayla McLeod with us. Kayla is 18 years old. She's from Williamson, Georgia. And she flew a 7AC Aranca champion here.
Very cool.
She is representing the Candler Field Museum Youth Aviation Program. This was a program, it was a dream, and started by Ron, the late Ron Alexander.
Yep.
And Kayla... Well, I would say Ron had a special interest in her and getting her started flying. And we're going to let you, Jeff, talk to her. Her family did not have a background in aviation. And here,
not at all, huh?
She
no background at all.
So tell us, what sparked your interest? If usually it's like a parent or an uncle or somebody close to you that flies. That's how you get interested. How did you get interested in flying?
Really, it just kind of hit me one day. And I thought to myself, I was probably 15 years old, and I said, well, how cool would it be to fly an airplane and to become a pilot? You know, at that time, I was trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life. And I really decided that I wanted to do something that I was really passionate about. And it just so happened that I went and I took a Young Eagles ride out at the Peach State Airport, where the Candler Field Museum is located. And I fell in love with the youth aviation program out there and all the airplanes. And that's really how I got my start.
That's awesome. So Ron unfortunately passed away. Tell us about the organization he left behind.
So the organization that he left behind, it really is leaving his legacy. We have about 40 to 45 students in the program right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. And, you know, the program, Ron had a vision to not only teach these kids how to fly, but to get them passionate about something, to get them working towards something, a career, anything that they were passionate about. So these kids are really, a lot of their lives are being changed. My life has certainly changed from meeting and being around airplanes and just being around all the great people in aviation.
It's kind of a dreamer program, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I mean, for every 10 hours that a student works restoring the aircraft in our shop, they get an hour of free flight time. So I've learned how to fly for free. I just have to pay gas, and that's it.
And you've learned how to rib stitch, too.
I have, yes.
Which is tedious.
It's very tedious.
So what kind of activities in the shop do you like the most?
I enjoy fabric. A lot of the guys prefer to, you know, work on the engines or that kind of thing.
Welding,
all that good stuff. Uh-huh. I like welding, too, but we just don't do a lot of it. And I'm not that advanced, so I really enjoy the fabric.
Did you recover the champ that you flew up here?
We did cover it.
Was it a champ or a chief?
It's a champ.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so I did not have, that was before I got in the program. I did a lot of the interior panel and a lot of panels and then some interior work, but they already had it covered by the time I got in the program. I've only been in the program for 2 years, and the program has been around for about 3.5, 4.
Okay. Oh, it's not long. It's in infancy, I would say.
It really is. And since the passing of Ron, the program, Ron had everything set to continue. And we also have A.C. Hudson with us, and A.C. is one of the mentors. And A.C., tell us a little bit. You know, Ron's dream was to help these youth. He loved taking a young person an airplane ride, and he knew that aviation needed young people to get in it.
Well, Ron's dream was more to make aviators. These young people know nothing of AHARS and ADS and any of those things. They get in the champ, and there are no instruments, and we go out and we learn how to fly.
And stick and rudder flying.
It's all stick and rudder flying. That's correct. And we give them until they solo, and then about 5 hours of solo time after that. And then we send them on to get their license and finish up with their private license that way. But he really felt that it was important to put these young people in the tail dragger, in the little airplane. We started with a Cub and moved on to, this was the first airplane we really did after the Cub. We covered it and then covered this airplane, and this became our primary airplane.
You're talking about the Champ that Kayla flew up here.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. So we've put about 150 hours on that airplane in the last year.
It's good for it.
It's very good for it. And it's been probably bounced as high as one of these trees around here. And it survived a year of that, and looks like it will continue to.
Well, I'm impressed, because a lot of EAA chapters have a hard time just getting kids to come out for Young Eagle rides on a Saturday or Sunday. And this... having that many kids involved is huge. You know, it's impressive.
And HC, you might tell a little bit more about Candler Field. It's now Alexander Memorial Field.
That's correct.
And besides the programs there, what a unique place it is. It's just like stepping back in the 40s.
We have, besides the program, there's a maintenance shop across the way there, and their primary purpose is antique and classic aircraft restoration. We have the museum. All the airplanes on the floor in the museum are flyable airplanes. When we have one there, it's a flyable airplane. And we also have a restaurant, Barnstormers. And
it's a first-class restaurant that the general public, way out there in the country, but I've been there. It's always full.
A lot of $200 hamburgers?
A lot of those. And a lot of Sunday buffets after church on Sunday. A lot of people come out from the surrounding area to have the buffet.
Most of the kids that are involved in this program, where are they? Are they just local, or are they drawing them in from other places as well?
We have youth that come from about 40 miles south of the museum up. Their moms and dads drive them up there. When they turn 16 and start driving, they drive themselves. Kayla's from 25 miles away, and there are other people in her area that come from that area. So, and what's really funny is there are very few of the youth that come that are from the actual local area. We get them from all over the area.
What comes to my mind is these student exchange programs with foreign countries, you know, hosting and things like that. And I'm imagining that this program could so easily go into an exchange program, something like that, where students are hosting people from outside long enough to get their solo and you know, get that done. That would be fantastic.
Bring them on.
That's awesome. Ideas. Light bulbs are going on, right?
You know, Jeff, I'd be interested. Kayla, you've been to Oshkosh before, but never flew in here yourself. And I know you did the Fisk arrival,
yes.
The wavered approach. What was it like? And tell us your feelings as you came down the chute.
Well, it was pretty crazy. I had never been around so many airplanes at once, never really heard controllers get angry with people before. So it was.
Were they getting stacked up a little too close?
They were, and the runway was closed. So an RV just wasn't paying attention, didn't want to listen, and then everything went downhill from there.
Were you nervous? Because you read the NOTAM, of course.
Right, I was nervous. You know, I wasn't too nervous because I had my instructor with me. But it was intimidating for sure.
Well, you know, and. It's always encouraged for people coming to Oshkosh, especially for the first time, to get some flight instruction before they leave, especially on spot landings, go-arounds, especially. People just don't do go-arounds very often. They do a lot of them at Oshkosh, you know. It's a normal way that they separate airplanes here. And so it can be a little challenging, but preparation is the key.
Absolutely.
Kayla, I know Ron Alexander took a special interest in you. And I know he told you, whatever happens, fly the airplane, right?
Absolutely.
But I'm interested, and we're interested in, you know, what did Ron Alexander mean to you personally?
Personally, Ron meant a lot to me. He really played a grandfather-like role in my life. He taught me a lot about airplanes, but I'd say he taught me more about life itself. He wanted me to just be passionate about anything I did in life, and he always had my back. He would always tell me he would never let anything bad happen to me in the air or on the ground. And he wanted the best for me, and he looked out for me, and we miss him a lot.
Now, people down here in Vintage know who Ron Alexander is, but many of our listeners may not. So maybe you can just give a real quick. Ron owned a company down there.
Well, he did. And, you know, AC, why don't you tell us about Ron Alexander?
Well, Ron was a friend, and also we worked for the same airline. I still work there. Ron retired about 14 years ago, I think. As airline pilots go, he was one of the few that I ever saw with a real passion for old airplanes and antique airplanes. And of course, he owned a number of them and had a wonderful time flying. I mean, he absolutely loved to fly.
Including this beautiful DC-3 that we have behind us. Tell us a little bit about that airplane.
Correct. Actually, we're going to take a break real quick. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about that, and then we'll get with the Jars folks. J-Mont G, we're on the fly. We're down at Vintage. We're at the In Review stand here with beautiful new bleachers. Come on down and see us. You're listening to EAA Radio.